Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
NCAA basketball. Oh, the probabilities, the brackets, the road to the Final Four hits the express lanes tomorrow. The NFL draft, the fantasy, the stats, the free agents, the trade combos. And what about all the politics? Well, things seem to have quieted down around the kneeling quarterback and symbol of racial justice and an end to police violence, Colin Kaepernick. His headlines are still all about what he plans to do during the national anthem next season. After kneeling in protest last season as a quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, Kaepernick is a free agent this year. He says he will stand during the anthem next season. Has police violence gone away? Is Kaepernick's bidding price and brand suddenly more important than racial justice? Dave Zirin, sports editor for The Nation magazine and host of The Edge of Sports, is here. He says Kaepernick's been getting it coming and going.
What's been so interesting about it to me is that he's received a torrent of criticism, and yet the criticism hasn't come from people you might expect. It hasn't come from activists or people who feel like he's letting them down by stopping the protest. It's invariably coming from some of the same people who criticized him for kneeling in the first place.
And their idea is that he's a free agent now, so he's trying to... He sold out because he wants to get a job.
Yeah, that is the line from people who, again, were criticizing him for kneeling in the first place. But what's been so interesting is that whether you're talking about activists inspired by Colin Kaepernick or even other football players who also took a knee or raised a fist or were even encouraged by it, none of them are criticizing him because they feel like his reason for not doing it anymore is compelling, which is that it's time to do something else. I did it for four straight months. I made my impact. I started conversations from coast to coast, cover a Time magazine. It hit soccer fields, cheerleaders, high school band, volleyball. It made it all over the country. So maybe it's time to think of another way to keep these conversations going.
And even if he did do it just because he wants to focus on the fact that he's a free agent and he has some problems in his quarterback skill set that he needs to worry about, I mean, that doesn't in any way affect the fact that he protested for 4 months.
Well, that's the thing, too. I mean, who among us hasn't at times had to temper ourselves in order to get a job? And so that also seems like an odd thing to criticize him for. I think one of the under-discussed things of his year-long stance a year ago was the fact that he played in San Francisco and had a base of support in what is probably the most liberal city in the United States. If he gets signed by the Cleveland Browns or the Jacksonville Jaguars, it would be a different kind of base, a different kind of fan base. And so, you know, he wants to just make it clear to everybody that he'd be coming in to play football, that he's not going to stop his activism, but he's also going to stop the anthem protests as well.
Is part of this that the anthem, the whole anthem ritual has kind of gotten out of control in Major League Sports?
Yeah, you know, it's a great question, because one of the things when I've been doing research about Colin Kaepernick and his stance over the last year, I found a ton of columns by sports writers, the same high-profile columnists, you know, people like Mike Lupica of the Daily News, like who, you know, are very recognizable on the sports landscape, who argued that maybe we should stop doing the anthem because when they look around a stadium, they see people with their hats on, going to the bathroom, and that it's just sort of this ritualistic nothing. So why do we do it? One of the things that Colin Kaepernick imposed on the anthem, and I see this when I go to sporting events, is that you see people really think about it. And you see people take it a little more seriously. Maybe they don't all stand, maybe they do, but it's not the blasé thing anymore. It's more fraught. Now, that bothers some people who want sports to be an escape and don't want it to be this fraught exercise of where you stand on a host of social issues that divide the country. But it is a political song, and so it should be treated as such.
But it's also, I think, a problem for veterans of Iraq and Afghanistan who feel sometimes that, you know, there's this collective thank you at the sporting arena, and you know that's the end of it right there. That I think makes the anthem ritual a problem.
Again, John, that's terrific. I'm not just saying that because you host the show. That's a very nuanced point. Because one of the things when I've gone to message boards or reached out to veterans associations, they seem to be much less hostile to Colin Kaepernick than, say, the traditional right-wing radio forces. You know, much more of like, well, at least, we're raising this for discussion, and or I'm much more offended by people who think that's all I need when I need health care or when I need food stamps or when I need some form of support that just isn't there from the VA. And I guess it's not surprising in a country where there's so many divisions, but among veterans and veterans organizations, it's much more shades of gray than people would think in regards to Colin Kaepernick.
Finally, has Kaepernick maybe pushed the needle in the opposite direction? Because some sporting agencies or some leagues have actually enforced a rule that you have to stand now.
Yeah, U.S. Soccer just pushed that through, not just a reaction to Colin Kaepernick, but to their own Megan Rapinoe, star for the women's team, who has said in response to the new rule that she would stand now. So mission accomplished for them. What's interesting about the U.S. Soccer issue is that they've been deluged with a torrent of criticism for passing this formal rule and people saying like it shouldn't be compulsory and that's wrong. And yet inside U.S. Soccer, you're really getting nary a peep from people. And that's, from my own reporting, a very interesting thing, because a lot of the men's players are immigrants and have a lot of very strong feelings about what's happening right now in government. And a lot of women's players are very friendly with Megan Rapinoe and have thought about kneeling in solidarity with her. And what U.S. Soccer doing is kind of taking that decision out of their hands and saying, no, this is the way it's going to be. And the response inside U.S. Soccer hasn't been protest, but it's actually been almost relief.
Dave Zirin, sports editor for The Nation magazine and host of the Edge of Sports podcast. Thanks so much, Dave.
Thank you, John.